Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Frog.
Something found in a refrigerator.
Milk.
A brand of gasoline.
Regular.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Snow.
A sport with an all-star game. Turn around. You may never be up here again. Let's take a look.
This is the Extra Hot Gray Podcast, episode 549 for the week of February 10th, 2025. I am insistent kisser David T. Cole, and I'm here with the Michigan J. Frogs.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my
and Dawson's Geeks.
We can't swear
this is exactly how we meet you, but it's exactly how it felt.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a fantastic start to this very special Packed House Game Time episode of Kinfolk Kerfuffle. We surveyed 100 extra hot great listeners on dozens of TV-related matters, and today the Michigan J Frogs will face off against Dawson's Geeks to see which team knows television and the tyranny of the EHG listenership the best. Team captains, let's face off. It's time to play the kerfuffle. All right, team captains are facing off to see who goes first in round one. Team captains, we ask 100 EHG listeners, name a TV show from the 70s or 80s that doesn't stand the test of time. Tara Ariano.
Chips.
Chips. Taylor.
Gonna go with Three's Company.
Ooh, good answer.
Three's Company is good. It's our number three answer for 9 points. Dawson's Geeks have the board. Now, Taylor Cole, captain of Dawson's Geeks. Why Dawson's Geeks?
Because of Richard Dawson, of course, the original host of Family Feud, and of course, a reference to Dawson's Creek. So it seemed like a match made in heaven to create our team name.
Pretty good team name. Taylor, who do you have with us today on Dawson's Geeks?
Sure. The first person to my left is Lara Morris, Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show All-Star. Hey, Lara.
Hello.
And also with us, the scorekeeper emeritus and game writer extraordinaire, the doctor of all things political, Mr. Dan Cassino.
Great to be here.
And also with us, a standout on Extra Hot Great and the Chris Show alike, it's Nick Reinwald-Jones. Hey, Nick.
Hey there.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming today. Let's go to Laura. Name a show from the 70s or 80s that didn't stand the test of time. Three's Company already on the board.
The Cosby Show.
The Cosby Show is
good answer.
Our number one answer for 22 points.
Wow.
Dan Cassino, right. A show from the 70s or 80s that didn't stand the test of time.
All right. I'm going to say Humanitas Award winner MASH.
MASH is our eighth most popular answer for 5 points. Nick Reinwald-Jones.
Ooh, I'm going to say Family Ties.
Family Ties is not on the board. That is your first strike. Back to Team Captain Taylor Cole.
I'm going to say Growing Pains.
Growing Pains. Not on. That is your second strike. Over to Laura. Must get it to stay in the round. Or we go over to the Michigan J Frogs to steal.
The Odd Couple?
The Odd Couple.
Good answer. Good answer.
Yeah, good answer.
That's three strikes. All right.
Okay.
Michigan J Frogs confer and then get ready to steal.
Yeah, let's go up the line. Kim, what would you say?
Charlie's Angels?
Mm-hmm. Good one. Adam?
Soap, but that wouldn't be in the survey. But
okay.
Soap.
Sarah?
Pink Lady and Jeff? But I like Kim's answer best.
I think that's a little obscure. I like these answers. I thought Bosom Buddies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, what are you guys feeling? That's what we should...
Yes.
That's, okay.
That's the one.
Yep. Let's go with Bosom Buddies.
Let's see Bosom Buddies for the steal.
Yay!
Hey!
Woo!
That is our number six, and that is 41 points for the
Hell
Michigan
yeah.
J Frogs. Well, let's see what else the EHE listenership said did not stand the test of time.
Small wonder.
Yeah.
Different strokes.
Welcome back, Cotter.
The prequel, Welcome Cotter.
And finally, Happy Days.
Oh, interesting. Happy Days.
All right, that is round one. Let's get our second seats up for round two. Number twos. We've got Laura and we've got Sarah D. Bunting. Name a trope that suggests you have bad writers. Laura.
48 hours earlier.
Yeah.
Yes, that is our number seven. Sarah D. Bunting, do better than that and you will be in control.
What were you going to say? Nothing.
That's what I wrote down, too.
Oh, that's good.
No!
Oh, Lord. So we go to Dawson's Geeks.
Sorry, guys.
We decided no team is ever going to pass, so we're not even going to ask the question. Dan Cassino, name a trope that suggests you have bad writers.
Evil twin.
That is number four out of eight answer for 8 points. To Nick Reinwell Jones, name a trope that suggests you have bad writers.
Jokes that are obviously inside jokes from the writer's room.
No dice there. That is your first strike back to team captain Taylor Cole. Name a trope that suggests you have bad writers.
And she's right behind me, isn't she?
That is your second strike. Laura, you need to get this or the Michigan J Frogs will have a chance to steal.
Winning the lottery.
That means it's over to Michigan J Frogs for the steal.
Okay, Kim, what do you got?
I don't know how to say this succinctly, but a character, we never saw them again. One-time characters.
Yep. Okay, Adam?
The opposite, a character who appears out of nowhere to resolve a problem.
Okay, character ex machina. Sarah?
This isn't really a trope, but hanging up without saying goodbye or the seventh heaven phone call syndrome.
Okay, I had idiot plot. Basically, none of this would happen if people talked to each other. Or, that went well. Which is sort of in the same category as she's right behind me, isn't she? What are we feeling?
Idiot plot's pretty tried and true.
Okay.
Yeah. Agree.
Okay. Idiot plot.
No! Means that the Dawson's Geek will get a whopping 13 points. Let's see what you guys missed. Number one.
Cousin Oliver.
Number two.
Yep.
New baby.
Three.
Bad couplings.
For sure.
Number five.
Like Ben Quadraneros.
Trapped. Yep.
Number six.
Lost.
And finally, at eight.
Amnesia.
I forgot about that one.
This is our last round of our first episode. Make it count.
Okay.
Let's get Dan Cassino and Adam Grossworth to the face-off, please.
Good luck.
We asked 100 EHG listeners, name a commercial spokes character. Adam.
Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger, number 314. Dan Cassino, if you can beat that, you will control the board.
I'm going to say Mr. Peanut.
Not on. It goes to Michigan J. Frogs.
Woo!
Nice.
All right, we're to Kim for our first answer, but we haven't been introduced to the Michigan J. Frogs. Tara Ariano, who do we have?
It's me, Tara Ariano. It's my beautiful wife, Sarah D. Bunting.
Hello.
Our friend, frequent Extra Hot Great, and I believe Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show guest, and also one of the co-hosts and co-creators of the podcast Muppeturgy, Adam Grossworth.
Hi-ho.
Adam.
And frequent guest and, of course, the creator of the most awesome thing I watched on TV this month, Kim Reid.
Hello. Kim.
And Kim, we're to you to name a commercial spokes character. Tony the Tiger is at number 3 of 6 possible answers.
Sorry. I feel like this is a bad answer, but it's the only thing that popped in my head. Spuds McKenzie?
No, that's a good answer.
That's a great answer.
Good answer. Good answer.
Not on the board.
Oh, boo.
To Tara Ariano, Michigan J Frog team captain, name a commercial spokes character.
I'm going to say Chester Cheetah.
Chester Cheetah.
Ooh, great answer.
That is your second strike.
What?
Listeners.
We love our listeners.
We do.
Sarah D. Bunting. There are 5 answers still on the board. If you don't get one of them, we're going to go to Dawson's Geeks, and they're going to have a really high chance to steal these points from you. Sarah D. Bunting, what do you got?
Ronald McDonald.
Oh, hell yeah. Good answer.
Get ready to steal if this is not on the board.
Oh, guys.
Oh, man.
We go to Dawson's Geek.
Oh. Team, what do we got? Nick, what's your best answer?
I'm going to say Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
All right. Dan, what do you got?
I was going to say the Jolly Green Giant.
Mm. Sure. Ho, ho, ho.
And Lara?
Captain Crunch.
All great. I have Flo from Progressive. Oh. I feel like she's everywhere.
Ooh, that is a good one.
I shouldn't comment. Mm. He's not on my team.
Based off Tara's outburst, I think we're going to go Flo from Progressive.
All right. Flo from Progressive. If that's there, you win the points. Show me Flo. Our number one answer for 29 points. That
is...
Let's a go. 30, no, 43 point steal. Wow. And that means our first episodes, regular rounds are done. All right, let's find out what you missed. Number 2.
Geico.
Number 4.
Mayhem.
This is making me feel super old.
All insurance except
is Limu Emu next?
Number 5.
Jay Frog.
The Michigan J Frog production.
And number
on,
6.
The general.
He's also in the army, but he's not Captain Crunch.
Come on.
Colonel Sanders.
Over Ronald McDonald? Bullshit.
I should have just burned my Thanoid answer because I am Thanoid right now.
You should have avoided it.
Let's get our end of regulation scores here for our regular rounds in episode 1. Dan Cassino, let us know what the Michigan J Frogs ended up with.
Michigan J Frogs have 41 points.
And Michigan J Frogs, where did Dawson's Geeks end up?
They have 56 points.
All right, that means Dawson's Geeks, you're headed to Fast Money.
Yeah.
All right, Nick Reinwald-Jones is going to go first for Dawson's Geeks in Fast Money. You're going to have 45 seconds to answer 5 Fast Money questions. Nick, are you ready?
Yes.
Name a country that competes in Eurovision.
Sweden.
Name a vampire character from TV.
Angel.
Name the most annoying Muppet.
Beaker.
Name a black and white sitcom.
The Honeymooners.
Name a theme week from The Great British Bake Off.
Mexican.
Notorious.
All right, Nick, let's see how you did. Name a country that competes in Eurovision. You said Sweden for 52 points, our number one answer.
Wow.
Name a vampire character from television. Big Buffy fan, are you, Nick?
You know I am.
Angel, 21.
Nice.
21 points. Name the most annoying Muppet. Nick, do you find Beaker truly annoying?
Honestly, I feel bad about that one, but you know, I got to go with what my mouth says.
So. Let's see what the listeners thought. Only 3 points. Name a black and white sitcom. You said Honeymooners. 15. 15 points. And our last question, name a theme week from the Great British Bake Off. Nick said Mexican Week. Infamous Mexican Week. Our number one answer, yes! 31 points. Oh, nice.
Wow. Shit. Good Whack-a-moly. Job, yes. Nick.
All right, Laura. Nick did pretty well. Out of a needed 200 points, he netted you 122.
Yay!
We're going to give you the same five questions. If you hear this noise, that means you provided the same answer and you must provide a different answer. Laura, are you ready?
Yes.
Name a country that competes in Eurovision.
France.
Name a vampire character from television.
Dracula.
Name the most annoying Muppet.
Elmo.
Name a black and white sitcom.
I Love Lucy.
Name a theme week from the Great British Bake Off.
Bread.
Good answer.
Very authoritative.
All right, Laura, feeling good about your answers?
I am feeling okay about them.
Name a country that competes in Eurovision. You said France.
France.
4 points. France, our number five answer.
We'll take it.
Big drop off after Sweden, our number one. Name a vampire character from TV. Laura, what did you say?
EHG's favorite TV vampire, Dracula.
Dracula. Now, which Dracula are we talking about here?
Electricity Baron Dracula.
Investor Dracula will get you.
Investor Dracula.
10 points, our number four answer. Name the most annoying Muppet. Now, Adam Grossworth, Muppeturgy host, creator, what do you think is the most annoying Muppet?
You know, I blanked on this playing along, so I'm glad it wasn't me. I do think Elmo is the correct answer and should
for
be
sure. I have no beef with Elmo. I just thought it's what most people would pick. Yeah.
Mm. Let's see Elmo. Number two, 26 points.
Yes.
Nice.
Ooh. Our number one, Miss Piggy, with 27.
Wow. What?
Wow. Come on.
Agree.
That's
just straight up misogynistic.
We love our listeners. Libel.
Love the listeners, hate the Simpsoners.
Name a black and white sitcom. Your answer, I Love Lucy. That is worth 28 points, our number one answer.
Nice. Wow.
And finally, name a theme from the Great British Bake Off. Mexican Week was our number one. You said Bread Week. 30 points, our number two answer.
Shit.
That feels like you hit over 200 to me, but let's make it official.
Did Dawson's Geeks win $5,000 imaginary dollars?
What is our final score for Fast Money for the Dawson's Geeks, please?
Dawson's Geeks notched 220 points.
Let's nicely done. You win $5,000 imaginary dollar dues.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
All right, let's get Nick, let's get Kim for the face-off, please. It's time to play a little kerfuffle. Nick, Kim, we asked 100 extra hot great listeners to name a catchy TV show theme song. Nick.
The Simpsons.
Not on the board. Oh, Kim. Wow.
This is not my hard answer. This is the answer I think it might be up there. Friends.
Number one with 15 points. Nice. So we're going to go to the Michigan J Frogs to see how many more of the 9 possible catchy TV show theme songs EASG listeners put up there. Over to our team captain, Tara Ariano.
Well, in order not to gank an answer that I think is on Sarah D. Bunting's mind, I'm going to say The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is your first strike. Not on the board.
That's insane.
Boo, listeners. Boo, says everybody.
We love our listeners.
Sarah D. Bunting, you've got 8 possible answers still on the board.
Okay, I'm now trying not to gank one that might come back to Kim. So I'm going to say Welcome Back, Cotter.
Ooh, good answer. Ooh. Good answer.
That is your second
it charted.
Strike.
We love our listeners.
What about Welcome, Cotter?
To Adam, are you going to actually say something you think is on there, or are you going to save it for the other team when they steal?
It was my first thought, and I was sure that Sarah was going to say different strokes.
Oh.
Different strokes. Unbelievable. Get ready to steal.
Holy shit.
Not
you're
on
kidding.
The
That's crazy.
Have you guys even watched TV?
I got the number one answer.
To Dawson's Geeks, you've got 8 possibilities on the board. Confer and let me know what TV show you want to put up there for a chance to steal at least 15 delicious points.
Lara, what is your catchiest TV theme you've got?
Gilligan's Island.
Oh, very good. Dan?
I was also going to say Gilligan's Island.
Nick?
How about Ninja Turtles?
Ooh, very good. Chuck Lorre himself. Really? In the Gilligan's Island realm, if we're talking Sherwood Schwartz, I would argue maybe, is the Brady Bunch more catchy
than
Gilligan's
Island?
Good answer. Good
answer. Good
yeah.
answer.
I would think okay, we're going to say the Brady Bunch.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have a very good cap because Brady Bunch is on, but the other one was not. That was a number 8 answer for 20 points. Nicely done. All right, let's get our team captains back up to the face-off for
round 8. We're going to play the rest of the answers
here. Yeah.
Boy, Steve Harvey's job doesn't look so easy now, doesn't it?
This was the one category.
The rod, this is how the sausage is made.
No.
I'll put out 2 versions. The terrible version.
Like the real Richard Dawson. Dave is drunk.
Yeah, this is the drunk episode.
Let's see number 2.
That's
my second choice. Number 3.
Cheers.
Of course.
Number 4, I think this is what Tara was going to leave for Sarah.
Oh, no. Golden Girls. Golden Girls.
Number 5.
Sanford.
Number 6.
The Jeffersons.
Of course.
Number 7.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Good point.
Damn it.
Yeah.
And number 9, I think it would have taken you a lot of guesses to get to this one, but it is undeniably catchy.
Hawaii. The fact that Good Times isn't here is how you know Kim was not in the voting pool.
That was my hard answer. Good Times. I know, but I knew no one else would pick it.
My faith in the listeners is restored. Yeah. These are good.
I saved Family Ties for people, and that's not there either.
Yeah. I thought Greatest American Hero would be up there too.
Oh, yeah.
I thought The Nanny.
I mean, believe Muppet it or Show not, definitely not on the board.
Yeah, what about The Muppet Show?
Yeah.
Team Capitals, let's get you up in the face-off zone, please.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Here's one for Sarah D. Bunting especially. Mm. We asked 100 EASG listeners, name a TV show set in space. We go to Taylor Cole.
Star Trek.
All Star Trek franchises are number 1 answer with 42 points.
We're going to play, Dave.
All right, let's get to it. We move to Laura. Laura, name a show set in space.
Firefly.
Our number 3 answer for 6 points.
I don't endorse it. I just wanted the points.
Dan Cassino, you've got 2 of 7 possible answers taken up. 5 possibilities still on the board.
All right, I'm going to go with Battlestar Galactica.
Number 2 answer for 28 points. Nick Reinwell Jones, name a show set in space. Space, outer space is what we're talking about here, Nick Reinwell Jones.
All the ones I was going to say have been said. So I'm going to go a little deeper. How about Lost in Space?
Lost in Space.
Good answer.
Lost in Space. Space right there in the title, but not on the board. That is your first strike. We go back to team captain, Taylor Cole.
Babylon 5.
That is our number 5 answer with
for
5
points.
Number 5, Babylon
the
5.
Rest of them
5
have
points.
Friends.
It was meant to be. 3 answers still on the board, Laura. What are you thinking? Name a show set in space.
I can get more specific, but given the Star Trek pan franchise answer, I'm going to say the Star Wars shows.
Star Wars shows. No Star Wars shows made the cut.
Wow.
That is your second strike. So pressure's on Dan to name a show set in space.
I mean, I think we have to go with Space Show. So this is For All Mankind.
For All Mankind, a.k.a. Space Show. Let's see For All Mankind. Survey says... For All Mankind is your number four answer.
Yes. He's alive.
6 points. Number six answer, number seven answer still on the board to Nick.
Okay, we're definitely going deeper into the weeds here. So I'm going to say Farscape.
Farscape, if it's on the board, you live for another guess. If not, Miss and Jay Frogs get a chance to steal. Show me Farscape. No, not Farscape. On the board. Devastating.
Okay. Dang.
We got the number six and number seven of seven answers still on the board. Michigan J Frogs, think about what you want to put up there.
Okay, Kim, what you got?
Futurama.
Futurama, good one. Adam.
I'm going to second Futurama.
Okay, Sarah.
I'm going to third it, but I'll give you Stargate as well.
Ooh. I had that one too, and I also had Red Dwarf and Doctor Who. Which do we think these wonderful listeners, I was going to say these nerds, but I'm not, you're great, we love you. Which one do we think they're most likely to say? I like Futurama, I got to say.
I think
Futurama's our best bet.
Yeah?
Yeah? What are we thinking between Doctor Who and Futurama? What are people feeling?
Futurama.
Okay.
I don't think of space when I think of Doctor Who.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Okay. Futurama.
All right. Futurama is the guess. Lots of points on the board with this one. Show me Futurama.
Yeah. Oh, no! Good job.
Well
give
done.
It
well
done. That's a lot of stolen points.
Futurama, our seventh, our last pick for 3 points. Let's see what was left on the board. Number six.
The Expanse.
All I had left was Space Ghost after this. So, cursing
in the manner of Shorey Agadashalu at this result.
I was like, droids? Ewoks?
Let's get our number twos off for our last face-off of the day. All right, we've got Laura, we've got Sarah. Here to answer this in the face-off, name a TV bar you'd like to hang out in. To Sarah D. Bunting.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Good answer.
61
yeah!
whopping points, obviously our number one Carlos Benson answer. Yeah.
Now, here's where I would say pass if we were doing that.
Yeah, seriously.
We're not.
Seriously.
All right, we've got four more answers on the board. It goes to Adam Grossworth. The name the second TV bar you'd like to hang out in, according to 100 EHG listeners.
Oh, nerds, don't let me down. 10 forward.
10 forward
good
from
answer.
Star Trek.
Good answer.
Is it on the board? Let's see. 10 forward.
Yeah.
Woo!
Good job.
That is our second answer. We went from 61 points to 7 points. Giant drop-off is going to get really tough from here on out with number 3, number 4, number 5. Kim Reed, what are you thinking? TV bar you'd like to hang out in?
I don't know the name of it, but the bar in from New Girl?
The bar from New Girl. Help her out, team.
Oh, I don't know either. It's like a red dragon or something like that.
Ooh, I don't know. I'll take the bus. Although I just thought of another answer, but I don't know the name of that one either. I know the shows. I don't know the name of the bar.
Kimberly is currently drawing us a picture of the bar for inclusion if we get back around to her.
They serve beer.
Stools.
It goes to our team captain, Tara, to guess our third TV bar. One strike.
I'm torn between two. I'm going to say, just based on name recognition and not because anyone actually wants to hang out there for real, Patty's Pub from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Let's see Patty's Pub.
Thank you for the support, though, Taylor.
That is your second
strike. That was going to be my steal guess if it came down to it. So now thank you for saving me from that.
Blender. Sarah D. Bunting, it's up to you to name a TV bar you'd like to hang out in.
My mind has emptied of bars, of all people, all people for this to happen to. I was lucky I could pull the Always Sunny one and it was used. All right. I'm sorry, team, but this is literally the only one I could come up with. Please, nerds, have watched Frasier. Dukes.
Good answer. Good answer.
If it's on the board, you get to live for another guess. If not, Dawson's Geeks will get a chance to steal. Let's see. Dukes.
I feel like if you know what Dukes is, you're probably answering Cheers.
Also, just to hang up the phone, the bar from New Girl is Clyde's or the Griffin?
The Griffin. There you go. All right.
Only thing I could think of.
Dawson's Geeks, confer. Let's get a TV bar you like to hang out in for the steal.
Dan Cassino, what's your best answer?
I think the best one's either going to be McLaren's from How I Met Your Mother or Moe's Tavern, which is a sad place, but I think people will go
there. Oh, shit.
Yeah, those were the two I was thinking of also. I couldn't think of the one that was from How I Met Your Mother, but yeah, I think I would put Moe slightly above that, but I don't know.
Okay. Lara, any other wild cards to throw in?
The wild card, given the success of the angel answer, I was going to say the bronze. It's an all-ages bar, but it has a catwalk.
Sure. I think Moe's is our best answer. We're going to say Moe's Tavern.
All right, Moe's Tavern. We've got 68 points on the board currently. Let's see if you can add to it with a steal for Moe's Tavern.
The dank, Moe, the dank.
They didn't want to get rid of the dank.
Wow. Let's see what three bars you didn't answer that are on the board. Number three.
Ooh. McLaren's.
Number four.
The Bronze.
Oh, you die there.
Number five, nobody has guessed yet. Anybody want to put out a fresh guess for number five?
Is it the karaoke bar from Angel?
Is it Drover's Arms from All Creatures Great and Small?
The Drunken Clam from Futurama.
Let's see number five.
The Regal Beagle.
That is the end of regulation for this episode. So let's get the final scores, please.
Michigan J Frogs have 158.
And Dawson's Geeks
are here with 20.
We love you.
We got lucky with some steals too. So yeah. Well played.
All right, Michigan J Frogs, that means you are going to go to Fast Money. So we need to nominate two people to participate in Fast Money. Adam Grossworth, you are in the Fast Money. We're going to give you 45 seconds to answer five questions that we ask 100 EHG listeners. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Other than Survey Says, name a game show catchphrase.
Big Money.
Name a TV network that no longer exists.
The WB.
Name a type of programming you always watch live.
Sports.
Name a direct-to-syndication TV show.
Xena Warrior Princess.
Name TV's biggest badass character.
I don't know. Kit.
Mostly good answers.
Good answers.
Okay.
Frog. Love that.
All right, Adam, are you ready to find out how you did in Fast Money?
Yes.
We asked 100 EHG listeners, other than Survey Says, name a game show catchphrase. You said what, Adam?
I said Big Money.
Big Money. Let's see Big Money. No, 0 points for Big Money. Name a TV network that no longer exists. You said the WB. WB, our number one answer at 43 points. Name a type of programming you always watch live. You said sports. I like to watch sports live, said nobody on this podcast, except Kim, who's trying not to get busted for the Buffalo Bills score spoilers. Let's check in on those Buffalo Bills scores, shall we? It's Buffalo Bills 12, other team 6. You said professional sports. That was our number one answer for 43 points.
There you go.
Oh.
Name a direct-to-syndication TV show. You said Xena Warrior Princess. 62 points. By far our number one answer.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Nice. Wow.
Okay, I feel better about the two that were terrible.
It took you a while to answer. Name TV's biggest badass character. Remind us, Adam, what did you say?
I said Kit, and I stand by it.
All right, let's see it. Is Kit one of TV's badass characters?
No.
No, 0 for Kit. But that was still a lot of points. How many did Adam get? He got 3 number one answers.
He had 148.
Wow.
Damn.
Well done.
All
well
right.
Done.
Let's reset and get Tara in here.
Holy shit.
Tara,
you got this, Tara.
You need 52 points to win because
don't
Adam netted you 148 points
God
in
damn.
His fast money
Good
round.
Good job, Adam.
Tara, if you hear this sound, then you've duplicated an answer and you must provide a new one.
Okay.
Don't think you're going to hear it on the last one.
50 seconds on the clock for you, Tara.
Okay.
Timer starts after I finish reading the first answer. First question.
Come on.
Other than survey says, name a game show catchphrase.
Come on down.
Name a television network that no longer exists.
The Dumont Network.
Name a type of programming you always watch live.
Award shows.
Name a direct-to-syndication TV show.
Small wonder.
Name TV's biggest badass character.
B.A. Baracus.
All right, Tara, you need 52 points in order to win 5,000 imaginary dollary dues.
Mm-hmm.
Are you feeling good about your answers?
Pretty good.
All right, let's see how you did. Other than survey says, name a game show catchphrase. You said, come on down. Our number two answer for 29 points.
Ooh, what was number one?
Almost there.
Number one, no whammies. No whammies.
Okay.
Very close with big money, but
say,
it was the other
side. Halfway there.
I believe the full phrase is big money, no whammies. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can argue that no whammies was implied, but I don't know.
No, because this is how you learn about the tyranny of the masses.
Yeah, yeah.
Name a television network that no longer exists. You said the Dumont Network.
That's for you, Dan Rogge.
You netted yourself 7 points. 7 points
nice.
For Dumont.
Wow. What was number one?
Number one was WB. Uh-huh. Number two, UPN. Dumont, number three.
Okay.
Uh-huh. What is the Dumont Network? I don't
think what
from like
isn't
the
it?
Olden days.
1950s. Okay. Come on, that's where the Goldbergs were on and Captain Cody. I mean, all sorts of terrible shows no one remembers.
Okay.
Glad Dan was here to explain that to us.
I truly only know it as a punchline in Dan Rogge's recaps, and that's true.
Name a type of programming you always watch live. Tara, what did you say here?
I said award shows.
Award shows. 18 points for award shows. Nice. Name a direct-to-syndication TV show. Number one answer already taken by Adam. You said... Small wonder, not on the board.
What did Adam say?
Adam said Xena, Warrior Princess, our number one answer.
Good job, Adam.
Name TV's biggest badass character. Could you beat Adam's answer of Kit?
Oh.
You said B.A. Baracus. That is worth 4 points.
Oh, yes.
What was
can
the number
I
one
guess,
answer?
I guess what number one,
number
was?
One answer. Guesses? Tie for number one.
Jack Reacher.
Buddy? Bauer.
Buffy.
Buffy is our number
Buffy.
One.
Hell yeah.
One of Tara's faves.
Jack Bauer?
Nope.
Jack Reacher.
Gus Fring. Yeah. Gus Fring, also
no.
number one.
Oh.
Followed by Omar sure. Little. We had Rosa Diaz, Omar. Tony Soprano, Omar. Veronica Mars, Elizabeth Jennings, Jack Reacher, Raylan Givens, and then B.A. Baracus.
Okay.
If you'd like to see the full answers for all these, I will put up my spreadsheets
somewhere
for you to have so you can download it and see what everybody answered in full.
Nice.
Was one of the Dead Networks Quibi? Yes, it was.
Oh, Quibi. Quibi.
Aww. Was it ever alive?
We're talking about poor old Quibi.
Let's get our final Fast Money round scores, please.
Scored total of 206 points.
Monopoly money for everybody.
Pepper has joined us.
Those Maybe. Were good answers, guys.
Yeah.
Let me just say, good answer.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Good answer.
All right. And that is it for this episode of Kinfolk Kerfuffle. Thank you very much. And we'll see you next time.
Animal with three letters in its name. You said alligator. Our survey says... You don't use You don't use narcotics, do you, Mom? No, but I mean, will. I thought frog was bad.
Technically, it does have three letters. It just then has more after that.
The best kind of correct.
Great job, guys.
That was so great fun. Job,
Dave.
Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah,
that was
awesome. Good job, Dave. Very impressive.
Perfect tie result at the end.
We're going to play some extra fast money rounds we didn't use. We're going to have Taylor and Dan do them. So Dan, headphones off. Taylor is ready. We've got four questions for you.
Okay.
45 seconds on the clock. Timer starts after I finish reading your first question. Name a way characters get written off.
Killed.
Name a cop character on television.
Chief Wiggum. Chief Wiggum.
Name a animal character from television.
Animal character. Peanut Otter.
Name the sexiest talent on television.
Vanna White, of course.
All right, let's get those answers in the thing.
That was some vapor loss. Too many options.
I know. There's so many animals.
Feel better about Kit.
Yeah.
You should feel better about Kit.
Yeah.
It's great.
Just freeze sometimes.
Wiggum.
I chatted them to you.
Yeah, I know, but I have to highlight them in my thing I'll never be able to find them because I've got a big spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. Peanut. Who the fuck is Peanut Otter?
I'd prefer not to explain.
I don't want to know personally.
All right, let's find out how you did, Taylor. Taylor, how are you feeling about your chances here?
Thumbs down.
Let's see how many points Taylor is going to pass Dan Casino's way. Name a way characters get written off TV shows. You said killed. That is worth 45 points. That is our number one answer.
Good answer.
Death.
Great.
Death.
Mm-hmm. Death.
Sorry. Very complicated. Name a cop character on television. You said Chief Wiggum from The Simpsons. 3 points for Chief Wiggum.
Okay.
There you go.
Name an animal character from television. You said Peanut Otter. Now, who is Peanut Otter, pray tell?
Peanut Otter is one of the three siblings from the animated series PB&J Otter.
No, you say that proudly, Taylor.
They were saying the three otters.
You said
I don't know why that show came into my mind.
Welcome back, Otter.
Oh, unfortunately, no points.
I'm shocked.
Peanut Otter. This development.
Tried to slip that one in there.
We asked you to name the sexiest talent on TV. You said Vanna White. 100 EHG listeners. Nobody said Vanna White. So 48 points.
That one actually hurts.
We're passing on to Dan Casino.
Is talent a person or like a talent?
Yeah, I thought
talent.
It meant like a talent. Like I thought it was gonna be like arm wrestling or something. Oh.
No, it's name the sexiest talent on TV. No, come on, it's a person.
Okay, singing.
I was picturing like Audrey tying that cherry stem with her.
Yeah, I was an actor, but I figured somebody wanted to name like I don't know, like a dog or something like that.
Yeah. Weirdly, Peanut Otter was the top answer.
Dan, when you hear talent, we're talking about real life people. Okay,
followed by Kit.
No, Dan doesn't have his hand.
Dan. Yeah.
Oh, you got him on?
Yeah, just got him back on.
Oh, okay. When you hear talent, we're talking about real life people, just to short circuit that. Okay. All right. Dan Casino, Taylor Cole put 48 points up on the board for you.
Oh, I saw everyone laughing a lot.
You're welcome. Yeah.
So we're going to reduce it a bit. So you don't have to get 200.
You should get 160.
Once 160 or so, let's say. So we're going to ask you four questions. We got 50 seconds on the board. If you hear this noise, you've duplicated an answer or must provide a new answer. Question. Timer starts after I finish reading you your first question. Here we go. Name a way characters get written off TV shows.
Moving to another city.
Name a cop character on television.
Lenny Briscoe.
Name an animal character from TV.
Daniel Tiger.
Name the sexiest talent working on television.
Pedro Pascal.
Ooh.
Good answer.
All right.
Second place after Green M&M.
We love our listeners.
Excuse me, Miss Piggy is right there.
Green M&M. Oh.
And then sexiest, what did you say, Pedro Pascal?
Pedro Pascal.
Yes, there, I chatted it to you.
Yeah. Thank you. And then the other one was... All right. All right, Dan, let's see how you did in our bonus fast money round. Right. Name away characters get written off. You said moving away. Moving away. Survey said this number, which is...
The following.
14, or number three answer, okay, death, or number one. Tied with moving away, new job. Mm. We also had tied with those two. Anybody want to guess? Anybody? Famous death? Get written off?
Falling down an elevator shaft?
Elevator shaft was also our tied for number two answer.
Wow.
Helicopter was death. There. Yeah. Go upstairs, nice. Never come back. Also on the board.
Wow.
All the old Chuck Cunningham.
Love drama that. School in England.
Oh, name a cop character on TV. You said Lenny Briscoe.
Best answer.
Yeah, it's very good.
It is was our Benson? Best answer at number Yay! One. Yay! That is worth 23 points.
Nice.
We had Raymond Holt at number two, tied with Jake Peralta from the same show, and Columbo tied with Chief Wiggum there towards the bottom.
Oh, okay.
Name an animal character from TV. Dan said. Daniel Tiger. Oh. Nobody said Daniel Tiger. 0 points there.
What was the number
just
one answer?
As
number
one and smartest plausible an answer as mine. I think we can all agree.
Number one guesses.
Eddie
was the number
Eddie.
One answer. Tied with what?
Lassie,
Salem? Correct.
Lassie.
Followed
Mr.
by a
Ed?
Monkey named.
Marcel.
And a horse named
Mr. Ed.
And a PI dog named
McGruff.
Well, PI accessory dog. Named...
Backup.
Oh, backup.
Yep.
Oh, right.
Dolphin.
Oh, yeah.
Flipper.
Yep. We had a tiger, but not Dan's tiger. That was a Brady Bunch's tiger. Uh-huh. Littlest Hobo, fucking halfway down the list with 4 points. Shame on you, listenership.
We love our listeners.
Ooh, was our final one that made me cut.
Cute.
There was
Good
quite
dog.
A few answers for that one spread across. All right. And then finally, name the sexiest working talent on television. Dan said Pedro Pascal. That was our number two answer. Worth nice. 9 points.
Ooh,
number one, anybody?
Manny
what
Jacinto?
Would be number one?
Timothy Oliphant?
Timothy Oliphant, yeah.
Of course it's Timothy Oliphant. Off with his pants.
I'm not going to think about what it means that I said RuPaul before Timothy Oliphant.
Number three.
Is this Russell. Where Green M&M is?
No.
Oh.
John Hamm at number three, tied with John Hamm.
Sure.
Recent Star Wars star.
Manny Jacinto. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also White Collar a Knight.
Oh.
Matt Bomer? Oh.
Yeah, Bomer. Mm-hmm. And then we have Luther.
Idris Elba.
Yeah, and somebody from The Bear.
Jeremy Allen White.
Eben Moss Bacharach.
And a couple at number one, spelt differently. So they're actually, I just realized they had 2 points. Mm. Kristen Kish and Kirsten Kish. Congratulations.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Whichever one of you is the Ooh. Real one. Also, tied at number Both two, hot. Tied with 2 points were Alison Brie, Anson Mount.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Christina Hendricks, Diego
Thank
Luna,
you.
Henry yep. Cavill, Joshua Jackson, Matt Berry, Tatiana Maslany, Ted Danson, Tom Hiddleston, and William Zabka, all tied there with
Zabka.
Two,
Zabka.
Yeah, good for him.
That's avant-garde. That's awesome.
Was Can I pulled? Please get Let's... our final extra fast money scores? Worth 4,200 imaginary dollar dues. Whoever was keeping score.
Who was keeping score?
Nobody was keeping score.
I scored for the first round, and I thought you were for because you said it for the second round, so I don't have it. Tell me again.
Okay. Dan got 9.
14.
And then 14.
Was it 23 or 33 for Lenny Briscoe?
23.
That's 46.
46.
Oh, 94. Right. Worse than Taylor? Right. Oh, no.
So let's get into the final Fast Money bonus round score for Taylor and Dan.
94 points.
Oh, 94. Yeah. Oh, 94. Oh, unfortunately, we cannot give you all that imaginary dollar deals. You do walk away with the home version of our game, which is, in fact, the podcast that you just recorded.
You both are going to be hearing about this at the next reunion.
A big thank you to everybody online who filled out our survey. Yes. This is a tremendous amount of data collection.
Thank you, everybody.
All right. That is it. You can stop the recording.
Great job, everyone.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.